Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Overseas of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福尔摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景。从北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精油的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列美景，襄阳的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林。南部是本岛出名的文化中心，至今仍然保留真多早期移民初到此地的传统。
2007年初，青海牧上师回应了咱世界会会员成立的渴望。在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约10000名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的旧历新年。
在这个吉祥日子的当天，那是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼，青海牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，阁是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰因对菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
现在邀请你做回聆听青海牧上师的开始，主题是西班牙故事阎罗王的丈夫。1995年7月15日，讲在福尔摩沙西湖。
Then the mother think of a scheme, you know, to cast the devil, because she's not going to give away her daughter like that to anybody anyhow, whether it's angel or devil, she would not give. Because if the daughter gone away, who she's going to curse every morning? Yeah. Then what will she do with her mouth? You know what I mean? And she'll be very bored, have no excuse to exist. So that's what she thinks. But then she cannot use her, her very hard tactic anymore. So she begin to be gentle. She came to say to the girl, she say, "My daughter, you are my only, my one and only, my most beloved, my beautiful, my cherished, my very darling." Yes. So I will not want anything bad happen to you. I'm very happy that you have a handsome boy as a fiancé, but you know nowadays, huh, boys are very unpredictable. You better, you know, be cautious, yeah. Because I worry so much about your future, yeah. Other boys, they just come and then maybe they abuse you and take advantage of you, and then you never know what happened later. Is that not so? So the girl was, you know, feeling very touched for the first time. Because the mother talk about the things that she also have at heart. So both of them look like teamwork now. So the mother took advantage of that moment, tell the girl that, "But I have some solution, I have something to protect you. So tomorrow, on the night of the wedding, the wedding night, this is a bottle of water, which is a blessed water. Maybe from any master in the Himalaya. So she said, if you put this on top of him and everywhere around him, then you will know whether he's a good boy or he came with a very low motive, bad intention, and try to harm you, take advantage of you, and then he will run later. So you better make sure. After you put water on him, you will know what happened. So the daughter was very touched by mother's concern and her sweet word for the first time in a century. Very, very touched, of course. So she did exactly what the mother told her. And then now, of course, on the wedding night, the girl did exactly what she did. And then the devil was kind of feeling like burn, and he began to act like crazy, and he ran around, but the mother already locked all the doors. He can't come out. Normally, this boy never took the girls to the church. That is what makes everybody suspicious. He's very good of everything, but never dare take her to the church. Always excuses. But this time she took some blessed water and poured on him, so he became like a burned animal and crazy. But then finally the devil made himself small, because he also has magical power. And then he saw there is a lock, the keyhole. So he tried to squeeze himself into a very thin thread like this, and then go through the keyhole, otherwise he would die. He was already wounded all over from the blessed water. The blessed water make him feel like the devil. He can't bear it. But the mother-in-law already know. She was outside watching everything. Do you think she would go away somewhere else to do shopping? Not in that day, no. Not on any bet. So she already prepared everything. She knows that that is the only way that he can escape. So she already prepared a small pot, you know, that she used to cook potato every day. So she put the pot, you know, right on the keyhole. So when the boy jumped outside, he jumped right into the pot. And then, of course, the mother closed the pot, and then she laughed. Something like that. And then, so that's it, you know. And now she put the pot on the floor, use all the tape, you know. There's a kind of all glue. Whatever you glue, it's glued there for good, and you know, nothing can take it out. She used the glue to glue it, the pot together. And then outside she tape it, and she used electric wire to tie the pot all together with the wire. So the devil was trapped inside forever. And then he keeps begging and begging and begging the mother-in-law, but she would not relent. And then the devil was very angry, and he started to use a curse word, okay? So what happened? The mother-in-law put him on top of the oven and beginning to, you know, strike the matches. And say, well, I like your vocabulary, but I like your boy better. I like your flesh boy better. So the devil can dare not talk anymore and keep begging for life. So anyhow, after a while, the mother-in-law said, okay, since you are so humble, I will think about it. Take a long time to think about something. So you just stay here for a few years and then I will think it over. So anyhow, she put him somewhere in the corner, and then she just go around doing her work. And every day, whenever she's angry at something, she take him out. Not out of the pot, but take him out next to her and then beat from outside and curse all over heaven and hell. And every day like this, because every day she has something to be angry about. Not with her daughter, then with the neighbors, or with the weather, or with the price in the market, and everything. Yeah. So every day she bring him out, you know, as a toy, and now she's very happy. And she leave the daughter alone a little bit, because she has a better toy now to play with. Every day when she's angry, she took the pot out, put it in front of her, and beat the pot. Luckily, the pot is a kind of stainless steel. and doesn't break. So no problem. Every day the devil is just inside and suffer and suffer and suffer and have to hear all kind of curse and all kind of temper from her and cannot do anything about it because she put some mantra on top of the pot, you know, to seal it so no one can touch it, no one can come out. I mean, he cannot do anything about it. If somebody opened for him, yes, he can. So if the devil lose a little bit of temper, then she will put him on top of the oven and strike the matches. And put a little bit of gas on, so he knows. And every time like this, he has to prostrate himself inside the pot and promise heaven and earth that he will never say anything at all to her. So day after day, weeks after weeks, months after months, years after years like this, for 10 years. Poor devil, really. This is really poor devil. Every time like that. So now, after many years in between, you know, after that, her daughter has grown up a little and became more responsible and have more consideration. And then after a while, as God would have been merciful, she married to the old boyfriend, you know, who whistled around her house before. And after the mother has the devil as a son-in-law, she also feel it would be better with another human being, so she consented. Both of them married and move out, and everything's okay. So now the mother was alone at home, and so of course she's bored sometimes. Apart from abusing the devil now and again during the day, she has nothing else to do. And sometimes she's tired because she cursed so much, her mouth becomes sore. And she keeps beating the pot too much that her arm becomes aching. So sometimes she relents and let the poor devil rest and meditate for a while. We would not know what he meditates upon. But nevertheless, he meditates in the pot, yes. Because he has a lot of time, not 2.5 hours a day only, but 24 hours. Apart from when he has to listen to the sound outside, you know, he has to meditate on everything else. So now, one day the woman was very bored and she went outside. She thought she had to go and see the master because she's fed up with being bad. She thought she wanted to improve a little bit. Because one day one of the initiates passed by her house and she was very old and aged and, you know, very poor and keep cleaning her yard like that. So he was helping her a little bit so she felt better. So she said, well, I want to be good, you know. Well, I'm old now and maybe I should do some clean up by myself and be vegetarian and meditate and keep the precept and things like that. She fantasized. She become an angel in 2 minutes. That's what the disciple illusionized to her, and she believed that. At that time, there was one of her nephew came, you know, from a very long distance, and the nephew doesn't know much about this end. Just before his mother died, his mother told him that he has an end, you know, somewhere near Madrid, so like that. So. Because now he has no one else as a relative, so he thought he would make an adventure and go to see the only person that related to him. So he went there, so stayed with her for a while now, for a few days now. So she was fed up, she wanted to go to Mary, so she said to the boy, oh please, you take care of my house for a while. Nah, I will come back in a few hours. You know what happened now, huh? Okay, not yet, not yet. The story is more exciting. At the end, and the end, you know, the witch carefully again and again repeated to him, say, anything you can use, anything you can eat, everything you can do, but don't you ever touch the pot on the fridge. Because I keep something there. It's very terrible. If you open, then the consequence is it's impossible to measure. Yeah, it will bring harm upon you, and it's no good. It's a terrible devil inside there. Don't touch it. Don't go near. All right. But the boy, you know, is boy. So he tried. He was pacing up and down the house, and he play all kind of thing. He watch all kind of video, and then afterward, nothing else to do. And then he was hungry and thirsty, and he went to the fridge and he tried to take some vegetarian hummus out to eat. Yeah. And then he saw the pot, and then he remembered, forbidden things is always very tempting. So he kept looking at the pot. He said, oh, the pot is not bad. Oh, the pot looked very good. Mm. And then the electric wire outside also very good. And I wonder what's inside. You know, maybe some treasure that she kept away from me, or some good toy that she didn't let me play. Yeah, old women are always like that. They're attached to something personal, and they don't share it with others. Now let me open, see what happened. It can't be harm, because how can a small pot like this hold the devil inside? You know, she must frighten me so that I will not disobey her, and then she keep her treasure for good. So, one by one, she opened. Open now.
你收看是不上书电视台书道之间节目，明仔请继续收看西班牙故事阎罗王的第五第三集，所来是动物世界咱的趣味，焦点新闻后马上为你播出，愿上天的加持，你的生活永远快乐平安。
You've been watching Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of a Spanish story, The Devil's Mother-in-Law. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after noteworthy news. May God grace your life with ever more peace and happiness.